This is a Decency Minute, an outreach broadcast of the American Decency Association based in Fremont, Michigan. I'm Bill Johnson. When you see the flag, what does the flag mean to you? The flag to me stands for freedom. It's a symbol of men and women who have fought for our freedom. So when I see men and women disrespect the flag by not standing during the national anthem, it makes me very sad. Some athletes say the reason they aren't standing has nothing to do with freedom, but for racial injustice or police brutality. They have taken the whole concept and twisted it to meet their agenda. These athletes are role models to so many kids, and they could use that influence for good and to shed light on some of these important issues that really count. We need to inform our kids about the truth and what some of these organizations like Black Lives Matter and some corporations like Nike really stand for. This is a Decency Minute. Find us at AmericanDecency.org. I'm Bill Johnson.
Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues. That's the name of the show on the American Family Radio Network. We will be here until the bottom of the hour. I'm Tim Wildman with Walker Wildman, Ray Pritchard, and Steve Jordahl. Now, Steve filling in where Fred was in Studio Venus.
You can't replace him. You can only hope to follow him.
That was who are you quoting there? Will Rogers? Or
I don't know. Someone has probably said it before. It
just sounded good, Steve.
Thank you.
How long did that take you? The last hour?
No, I'm that quick, Walker. It's about the only smart thing you'll probably hear me say all half hour, but I said it there.
Hey, guys, you know, I mentioned before that, pardon me, that I do watch the polls just because I'm a political junkie and I'm just curious, I guess you could say, and we won't know until the election is over how accurate the polls are, or in that case, were post-election. We saw what happened in 2016 where the polls were wrong, very wrong, in terms of who would win the presidency. And the whole polling industry took a beating in the public eye because they got it so wrong. Most of them did. The vast majority of them had it wrong. Now, I'm looking today at, this is on usatoday.com. I was surprised to see it. I just clicked over there a few minutes ago. And here's the headline. And to the credit of the usatoday.com, they put it on the front page. It's easy to find. It says, Trump tied with Biden in Florida despite campaign setbacks. New Suffolk University USA Today network poll finds. So this is their own polling firm, USA Today, and they're saying that that the president and former vice president Biden are in a 45-45 split. They say, quote, you can't get any closer than the 45-45 split. It really reflects the core support of the respective bases. Now, Steve, the thing about Florida is, well, number one, President Trump cannot win without Florida.
No, I don't think any Republican has been able to win without Florida, at least since 2000.
Okay, so that's number one. Number two is that Florida has been a 50-50 state, or you might argue 51-49 Republican, since the Hanging Chads were doing concerts.
Yes. Huh? Correct.
Back in the day. So it doesn't surprise me. I mean, President Trump, then Candidate Trump, barely won Florida last time. The governor's race was came down to the last week, and the Republican DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis.
He won, but he barely won. So it's a 50-50 state for the most part, Steve. So what do you think about this poll, though? Well, every other poll I've seen had, for the most part, has shown Biden ahead 3 to 5 points in Florida.
Well, and what was the number that you just quoted?
45-45.
Yeah, that's the USA Today poll.
With 10% on drugs.
Right. the RCP average has Biden up by 3.5. With all of these polls, they always oversample Democrats because in this country and in any particular region and perhaps in Florida, there's more Democrat registered voters that are likely to vote than there are Republicans. So by a small margin, but that margin makes all the difference. Nationally, it's about 3%. That if you want it, well, what we used to think of as an accurate poll, and these days after 2016, who can know? But if you poll at a 3% oversampling of Democrats, you more than likely get pretty close to what is your forecasting is going to happen. A lot of polls, though, will go up to 8%, and I don't know if they do that on purpose to kind of push things towards the Democrats or not. I think the Florida is on paper, and for what voters are telling pollsters when they call, a fairly close vote. Now, we know that voters in some cases are not very likely to tell the pollster that they're voting for Trump. You've seen what happens to people's jobs and lives if they come out for Trump. So,
no, I think if you've got a 50-50 poll, then Trump's winning.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how much, but I would say because of the hidden Trump vote out there, I would say if I were Joe Biden, I would not like to see a 50-50 state and think my chances are good on Election Day. Now, we're still 3 weeks out, right?
Exactly.
Right. What do you think about this Florida situation?
I think if that holds, Trump's going to win Florida, which I've been thinking all along. Tim, I think the election is going to be won or lost in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and maybe Minnesota. I mean, I think those are the states. Florida voted for Mr. Trump. It was close in 2016. It's going to be no different. It's always, these days, it's going to be close. Nobody's going to win Florida by 10 or 12 points. That's just not going to happen. But I think Trump's going to pull it out.
So are they not considering Ohio a battleground state anymore?
Well, I've seen Biden up slightly. I've seen Trump up slightly. I'm assuming President Trump's going to win Ohio. If he doesn't, he won't win.
Right. If he loses Ohio, it really doesn't matter. He's not.
Right.
He's not going to win. And it goes also to what, Steve, you're talking about. This Wall Street Journal poll that came out that showed Biden up nationally by 14 points. Well, it was Democrats. I'm doing this off the top of my head. You can correct me if I'm wrong. 45% Democrat, 36% Republican in the polls. That's how they did it. If that's the case, if Democrats outvote Republicans by 9 percentage points, they're not just going to win the White House. They're going to take over the Senate, too. It's going to be a Republican catastrophic loss at those levels. But I think the enthusiasm is on the Trump side and the Republican side, at least at this moment.
Without question.
Yeah. Well, you know, who knows how the felon vote in Florida is going to go?
Bloomberg.
Or the cemetery vote.
Yeah. That's true.
That was good. Touche.
He's offering to pay the fines for any felon who would like to vote for Joe Biden.
No. Not white felons. You have to be a black felon.
That's how he's disguising that it's a vote for Biden.
Hispanic or black felons qualify.
Is that what he said?
For the Bloomberg for the Bloomberg
minority voters.
Now there's some question about whether you can do this or not.
I thought it was all felons.
How much is he offering to pay them?
I don't know. I heard you had to be a black or Hispanic felon. White felons don't qualify for the Bloomberg.
What's a vote worth?
Well, I think it's
for the Bloomberg buy vote.
He was going to. He promised to pay off their
their fine.
Fines,
the fines
right.
Whatever it was. Such. Okay, but he's not offering to put money in their pockets. You know,
but that's got to be illegal. You're encouraging illegal activity and offering to offset the repercussions.
I think it is. I think the Florida AG has intervened here and stopping this for now or questioning how this is going to be done. It doesn't sound legal to me, and certainly it sounds sinister. Bloomberg. Anyway, That's how crazy Trump derangement syndrome makes you. You're willing to pay felons to vote, pay off their financial debt. You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. All right, Steve.
The polls are not the only things that skew a little Democrat. Last night on NBC, Joe Biden held a town hall hosted by Lester Holt. They spent the first 10 or 15 minutes talking about Donald Trump, which is what you would expect out of when you have a Democrat presidential candidate there. You don't ask him about what his plans are for the economy. You don't ask him about China, for heaven forbid. But you ask him, what do you think about Donald Trump and his taking his mask off? And then they went to these undecided voters for softball questions, and they were softballs. Let me tell you about some of these voters. Of the roughly 11 voters who were able to ask questions, one was leaning towards Biden. One was a registered Republican that was also leaning towards Biden. One described herself as a former registered Republican who voted for Hillary. Another one voted for Clinton in 2016, but he too, according to Lester Holt, voted Republican in the past. None were said to be leaning towards Donald Trump. This was a setup from the very beginning.
You know, that's surprising.
Isn't it?
Yeah. The media would set up something in favor of Biden and project it as some kind of legitimate town hall. So these were undecided voters with quotations around their...
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Undecided. But you got to give it to Lester Holt, Walker. He didn't let Biden off the hook.
Was he tough on him?
He pinned him down.
He was tough.
On some tough questions. Yeah, Lester Holt did. Notice they weren't wearing masks.
They weren't.
They were within 20 feet of each other without masks on. What kind of message does that send to America's children would be my question. Huh? All right, Steve.
I saw an ad, or it's actually a GIF or GIF, however you pronounce that, out from the Biden campaign saying Biden will protect Americans, and it's about 3 seconds of him putting on a mask and Trump taking his mask off. That's the bravery of this man, because he's willing to wear a mask for you. Biden said something last night at the debate, which, had Donald Trump said it, would have been dominating the headlines right now. I want you to listen to this. This is cut six.
American public, the blinders have been taken off. They've all of a sudden seen clear. They're seeing, geez, the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf.
We're only noticing it because it was actively hidden by Twitter. So my Twitter account at Rob Smith Online was one of the first ones to elevate this video. I quote tweeted it. Donald Trump Jr. retweeted it. And this video got to over 2.1 million views in 5 hours before Twitter suspended the original account it came from. So this is Twitter actively getting involved to protect Joe Biden and a Democrat presidential candidate.
That was Fox commentator Rob Smith.
Yeah.
What happened here, Walker?
The first part was audio of a clip from the town hall last night that we're talking about with Lester Holt. And then the last part, I guess, Steve, was someone who posted the video on Twitter, and then eventually Twitter took it down. The video of Joe Biden.
He posted it, or he got it from someone, reposted it, and then Donald Trump Jr. found Rob Smith's tweet
now,
and reposted that.
A couple things here. Let me ask you, Steve. One is, let's hear the quote. This is at the town hall we're about to hear. This is what Twitter.
Was at the town hall
this
last
is
time.
What Twitter took down.
Yes.
Go ahead.
American public, the blinders have been taken off. They've all of a sudden seen clear. They're seeing, geez, the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf.
We're only
What in the world is he talking about, Steve?
Well, what he's trying to say is that the reason that he and other people are able to function at all, or that the economy is still going at all, is because some essential workers stayed on the job and they were very brave to do so.
Why did he say black woman?
Because Joe Biden just has a way of
trying to appeal.
I call it. I think he's a pander bear.
Right.
Pander bear.
Well, he is.
He is a pander. That's, you know, sometimes some things are so blatant it's embarrassing. And I think Joe Biden's trying to appeal to Black Americans to vote for him is embarrassing. It's just he's just outright pandering, and it's kind of like patting him on the top of the head. I mean, patronizing is another word I would say. When you did what he just did, he planned that answer. He could have said because, and I don't know what he's talking about. It sounds like to me he's trying to say Black women are sacrificing their lives so you can have groceries. I mean, that's what it sounded like to me. It was kind of ridiculous. But he's kind of like, hey, did you hear me, Black folks?
I mentioned you.
I mentioned you here, so you need to vote for me. Then he says to another guy, interviewing him, if you don't vote for me, you ain't Black.
Yes.
Then he says things like about Barack Obama, then the candidate for president he was running against. Hey, he's a clean guy.
The first.
He says he's a clean guy. Huh? Now imagine if Donald Trump says, yeah, Barack Obama's a clean guy.
Right.
This is what Joe Biden says. Joe Biden was the one who introduced the crime bill in 96. He and Bill Clinton, that many African-Americans feel was prejudiced against them and put more of their young people in prison.
Right.
For nonviolent crimes.
Right, which is what the Democrats and the left claim now to be a horrible thing done by Republicans.
I'm just saying he does these things over and over and over again, and I guess he just...
Twitter covers for him.
But why in the world? This wasn't something... I know we know the answer to this, but still, Twitter, Ray, if Twitter took that down, what we just heard, this wasn't somebody talking about or misinterpreting what Joe Biden said. He said that. We just played it at the town hall last night, talking about Black women stocking grocery shelves is the reason that America survived COVID. Well,
Tim, Twitter tries to put forth the fiction that they are a neutral platform. They're open to many, many, many different points of view. Yeah, they are, as long as your point of view is approved by them. They didn't want, I mean, they're just taking sides.
They didn't want it going viral. So it might hurt Biden?
Right, right.
So they're shutting
down? They're taking sides, right.
Gotcha. But they claim not to.
Right.
They claim to be neutral. I'm just, are you a little bit surprised, Steve, that Twitter hadn't banned President Trump altogether?
Yeah, I think that would be a little too blatant for them, but they do put an awful lot of disclaimers on his tweets. If he says something about watch out for the vote by mail, they'll put a little addendum at the bottom that says, click here if you want to know how safe it is to vote by mail. It's like point counterpoint every time.
Right.
You know, it's interesting. Last night, we also learned another nickname for Joe Biden. I don't know if Corn Pop gave him this nickname or not, but he's such a brave and he's such a strong guy. Listen to Cut 7.
I'm used to bullies. I used to stutter when I was a kid. I learned how to fight. I got a nickname. They call me Shoe Leather. I was little, but they could beat me up, and I hurt them in the process.
Shoe Leather. I'm willing to bet nobody's ever called him Shoe Leather.
I'd be surprised, because how long has he been in politics? I've never heard of that. I've never heard him say that.
Right.
He might have gotten it at one of the colleges he got 4 degrees from.
Maybe they called him Shoe Leather after the debate last week, because they thought he did so well.
Maybe.
what does that even mean?
I guess it's just an analogy.
Did you mean
I'm going to whack you upside the head with his shoe, I suppose.
I think it's tough. A shoe leather is supposed to be a tough leather.
Yeah. I was small. I stuttered. They beat me up, but I fought back. Thus, I got the name.
Shoe Leather.
Yep.
Shoe Leather.
I wish we could verify and, like, talk to his childhood friends and find out if anyone ever said that.
Listen, he's made up stuff. He's made up stuff like that his whole career.
I know.
He said he was arrested going to see Nelson Mandela. You remember that one?
Yes. And there was no account of it.
And then Andrew Young, a Democrat, the late Andrew Young, I think former UN ambassador and
Atlanta mayor.
Atlanta mayor said, no, we weren't. We weren't arrested. I don't know where he gets that from. Huh?
I know. And this he's a major candidate for office. And
I think it's kind of like this, fellas. I think with Joe Biden, it's kind of like as I mentioned before, you know, Charles Barkley, the NBA commentator and basketball guy, he says some things out loud that a lot of people are thinking, but then a lot of things you go, I can't believe you said that. And you go, well, he gets a pass because it's just Charles being Charles. I think with Joe right. Biden, people have heard so many, there's been so many things he just made up, stories he just made up out of thin air that's proved to be not true. A couple of weeks ago, he said he, what'd he say? He got a degree from, said he went to, he got his start in college at a historically black school back in the 50s, I guess. Right? Is that what he said?
Right. Right, Delaware State.
State, and then the Delaware school, State right. school had to say no, he didn't. He didn't go to school. Now they did give him an honorary degree. That is true, but he didn't
close
get his
enough.
But he didn't get his start as a white guy in the '50s.
He 60s. Claimed to have 3 degrees from college and finished at the top of his class in law school.
And it was the opposite.
All of those were wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
He
I
had
think
one
I,
degree.
To answer your question, Walker, dude, I don't
anybody
think
anybody could make
you tell so many. You tell so many whoppers,
right?
Your whole right. life,
right?
That it's finally people, it's just baked in.
That's
people
how
go,
we're able to laugh about it.
Yes, that's right. exactly. That's yeah. why people aren't stunned,
right?
Are you telling me Joe Biden made something up today? Well, there people aren't stunned by that anymore. They just go, oh, that's just Biden being Biden, man. What do you expect here?
Oh, and so, by the so way, it, I
so it, to answer your question, really, you do it so many times, it doesn't hurt you anymore.
Right. Right.
Go ahead, Steve.
I was going to say, and oh, by the way, I cured cancer. Don't fact check me.
And it doesn't really matter, I think, to Dad's point, if he's right or wrong. I mean, even it doesn't matter how blatant it is.
Right.
It's just he can just keep going. Just keep
I wonder if he really has. You can't forget not getting 3 degrees when you only got one. I'm thinking he's saying this sounds really good for me at the moment, and
yes.
I'll clean it up later.
You know, we all know people in our lives that
exaggerate
that
constantly.
They exaggerate and they don't really premeditate it. It's just when you're telling the story and you got everybody's attention, you just if you hit 2 home runs in a game, you just go ahead and say 4. And you just automatically roll it up.
Three pound bass becomes a 10 pound bass.
Yes. And so I think that's what Joe Biden does, is he elevates his stories to where they sound good, but they're totally fictional.
Now, people on the other side will say Trump does this too. Trump does do some of the inexact language.
Yeah.
And we all know this, and this is sort of built in with Trumpism too, is greatest. He'll say greatest.
Right.
He might say greatest something of all time. You know, right. You go.
Is it really technically?
Well,
though?
We need to go back and check that over the 200-year history of America.
Right.
You know,
right.
But you know, you go, no, he means it's.
And usually he's pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
and
we've seen the greatest economic growth during this period. Well, really it ranks like number 3 technically.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But he uses any.
But they're value judgments, not statements of fact.
But now right. Trump, as far as I know, doesn't just make stuff up out of whole cloth and go with it.
Yes. And like then, his degree.
Like Biden does. And then have to issue some sort of correction. Oh,
yeah.
I was arrested going to see Nelson Mandela. That sounds so, huh? Man, I was going. No, that wasn't even true. You made that up. All right, they were detained. I think they were detained.
They stopped, but customs stopped him at the airport.
Yeah, but nobody put handcuffs on him and put him to jail because he was going to see Nelson Mandela. But he thought, man, this sounds so awesome.
Yeah, questioned by police turns into detained.
Yeah. All right, see you tomorrow, folks. Take care.